USA News, I'm John Schaefer. An influential advisor to Israel's prime minister is in Washington for meetings today. Ron Dermer, the Israeli Minister of Strategic Affairs, is engaging in discussions about the conflict in Gaza with senior White House officials and members of Congress. The visit coincides with ongoing efforts by the U.S. to urge Israel to reduce its military activities in Gaza. The Pentagon says U.S. airstrikes in Iraq overnight likely killed several Iran-backed militants with Hezbollah.
The U.S. airstrikes were in retaliation to an earlier drone attack Monday that left three U.S. soldiers wounded in Iraq, including one critically. The White House says the retaliatory strikes targeted Hezbollah's unmanned aerial drone operations. They say President Biden was presented with a range of different options and decided to go with three targets, including combatants with the Kataib branch of Hezbollah.
Airports across the country are bustling with activity as millions of holiday travelers either make their way home or embark on flights to New Year's destinations. According to the latest information from FlightAware, there are about 3,700 delays and fewer than 100 cancellations. This year's travel period between Christmas and New Year's is anticipated to be the second busiest since 2019. A recent study is recommending strategies to address the risk factors associated with preventing young-onset dementia, which can manifest as early as age 30. A 2021 study estimated that nearly 4 million individuals worldwide, aged 30 to 64, are affected by this condition. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says there is a heightened concern for safety in Times Square on New Year's Eve. He underscores the added worry of potential disruptions by protesters, citing the recent incident where pro-Palestinian supporters attempted to spoil the Rockefeller Center tree lighting. Adams says the NYPD will employ extensive technological measures. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the member satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of more than 400,000 members. And here's the thing. If you join before December 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, you'll get another 10% off all of 2024. That's 12 months of savings. So I'll give you the number here in a second, but call. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 30th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
High-ranking officials from the Biden administration are set to head to Mexico amid a surge in migrants crossing the southern border. The Secretary of State, Secretary of Homeland Security, and the White House Homeland Security Advisor are set to meet with the President of Mexico on Wednesday to explore immediate measures both nations can implement to tackle challenges at the border. A recent study is indicating a direct association between COVID infections and heart attacks.
The likelihood of having a heart attack seems to increase after an episode of COVID, especially among older Americans.
Baylor infectious disease expert Dr. Peter Hotez says that the research reveals the virus has the capability to infect the blood supply to the heart. In the upcoming new year, many Americans are prioritizing stress reduction over gym attendance. That's revealed in a survey by Stop and Shop. Survey indicates that 39% of respondents aim to reduce stress in 2024, while 27% express a desire to return to the gym. The top resolution for the majority at 58% is focused on adopting healthier eating habits. Despite 51% planning to celebrate the new year with champagne, 46% intend to participate in Dry January, committing to abstain from alcohol for the entire month. And Kwanzaa begins today. It's a week-long celebration of African-American culture. Established in 1966, the non-religious holiday draws inspiration from harvest festival traditions in Africa. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.